Torah in Parshas Kisavo starts off the beginning of the parsha, a parsha that we spoke about many times. Parsha speaking about the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah of bringing your first fruits, the first crops, to Eretz Yisrael and to the Beis Hamikdash, and you give it to the Kohen, and then the psukim go on and say, when you give these fruits that are placed by the Mizbeach to the Kohen, your Mishtachaveh, and you have the whole parsha of Kriyas HaBikurim. The truth is, this is not the first part time the Torah introduces the mitzvah of Bikurim, but in Parshas Kisavo, the Torah analyzes specifically the psukim that we recite. We have a whole recitation about our history and about how Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of us and heard us in Mitzrayim, and he saw our affliction. Those of you who are Baisai should be familiar to the psukim in this week's parsha from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the exact same psukim that we have by the mitzvah of Kriyas HaBikurim when we give over the first fruits. So we have those, we say those same psukim at the beginning of Magid, and then we give it over to the Kohen. Fine. Finish with Mitzvah Bikur. Then the Torah in Sheni goes on to the mitzvah called Vidoy Maisros. The mitzvah in the Torah that speaks about Vidoy. What is Vidoy Maisros? At the end of the 3 years, right? The Erev Pesach of the fourth year, we come to the Beis HaMikdash and we're involved in a mitzvah called Vidoy Maisros, that a person has to confess, a person has to recite. We'll just read some of the psukim. In Sheni, Kisachale La'aser es kol maser tvuasko, when you finish to take care of all the tithings of all the 3 years, Bashana Ashlishis, Shnasa Meiser, Minosata La Levi, La Ger, La Yosem, La Amon, Va'achlu, B'sharech, V'saveyu, and I gave to all the appropriate parties, Va'amarta, and then you should recite, you should say, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Biarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, I took care of all the mitzvahs of Trumas and Meiseris, my Sarisha, my Sasheni, my Sarani, everything I had to do. Began Nosativ La Levi, I gave my Sarisha to Levi, La Ger, La Yosav, and my Sarani. Kechol Mitzvah Secha, I confess, I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did everything you commanded me to do, Asher Tzivi Sani, that you commanded me to do. I did it appropriately. That's what we enunciate. That's what we proclaim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mitzvah of Vidoy Maisris. And then the Pasuk says, Lo Yavarti Mi Mitzvah Secha V'lo Shachachti, I did not do anything inappropriately. Rashi explains, I separated from the right crop on the right crop, and not from old with new or new with old, or not from attached with detached, says Rashi. Lo shachachti, I made the right brachos when I was involved in the Meiser process. Lo achalti ba'oini mimenu, I didn't eat it when I was an oinin, which is not permitted. I did everything appropriately. I didn't eat it when I was tummy or when it was tummy and I was tar. Everything was appropriate. Lonasati menu lemeis. I didn't defile the kedusha and make it and use it for an aron or tachrichin like the Gemara in Yevamos learns out. Shamati bekol adinay elayay asisi kechol asher tzivisani. I listened to everything you said, Hashem, and I did all that you commanded me to me about all the crops, all the meiser, all the trumas. So now I ask you, Hashem, Hashkifa mimoin kodshech, min hashamayim, please, we did what we were supposed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, you look upon us and grant upon us, uvareches amcho yis Yisrael, and bless us. Ves adom asher nasat alonu kashin ushvat alavasinu eretz avach tzol udash. We did this appropriately. We took care of all the details, all the halachos. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please reciprocate and please grant us bracha on our crops. And then finally, Rabbi Say, the pasuk that I'd like to focus on. Perek Chav Vav, pasuk Tes Zayin. Hayoyim hazeh adinoy elayecha mitzavcha la'asoyis es achukim ha'ele ves ha'mishpotim v'shamarto v'asisa ha'osam v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshech. Hayoyim hazeh, this day, Hashem commands you to do all the mitzvahs and all the keep all the rules ves ha'mishpotim v'shamarto, and you should guard them v'asisa ha'osam, and you should do them with an entire kavana and full intent and commitment. What does that mean? What's going on in this parsha? After we finish Vida Meisers, after we talk about taking care of all the Trumas and Meisers, when is this? Rabbi say this is in the end of the third year. We took care of the all the different mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz that apply on all the various different years. It's not the same year that we have the same mitzvahs. Trumas and Meiser Rishon apply every year, but Meiser Sheni applies when, Rabbi Yisai, in the first and second year, and the third year is Meiser Ani. We took care of all the different chiyuvim. So now, Hayoyim Hazeh, you're commanded. Now, today, you're commanded in this mitzvahs. Hayoyim Hazeh. Today? Today I'm commanded in this mitzvahs? What? All the mitzvahs? What's going on over here? So comes along the Ramban. We'll start with the Ramban. Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban says something startling. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavech l'asos. God commanded you today, says the Ramban. Hine hishlim Moshe levaris ha-toyer l'chadis is kol ha-mitzah shetiva osam Hashem yisbarach l'chadish lahem. It's this pasuk, says the Ramban. It's the end of the Torah. It's over. The Torah is done. We just finished all the mitzvahs. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha la'asoy zechukim ha'ele es ha'mishpotim. Ki kvar yishlamti l'cha akol. I finished all the commandments. V'hizir v'shamarta v'asis, and Moshe Rabbeinu says his closing remarks and says, keep the whole Torah and do it with a full commitment v'alei v'anefesh. Very, very difficult Ramban, Rabbi Yisai. A very esotistic Ramban. Because Rabbi Yisai, you read this Ramban and you say, what? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, today you got the whole Torah, you should stay committed to the Torah? Rabbi Yisai, the obvious question, what about all the other mitzvahs? What about all the other parshias and mitzvahs that we have? We're not done with, it's not Simchas Torah tomorrow. Halavai, it should be Simchas Torah tomorrow. Rabbi Yisai, we're not done with the Torah. What in the world is the Ramban saying? Ramban might hold that the mitzvahs later on are not the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mitzavah them onto Klal Yisrael. Fascinating chidushim that are coming out of this Ramban. But based on what? Based on our perplexing pasuk. Hayoyim hazeh Hashem aleikecha mitzavcha la'asayis zachukim ha'ele. That's what forces the Ramban into this fascinating chidush. That the Gemara Torah is in the middle of Shlishi in Parshas Kisavo. Fascinating. So what does Rashi say? How does Rashi deal with this perplexing pasuk immediately after the Parsha of Vidui Meiser? Hayoyim hazeh Hashem alekecha mitzavcha b'chol yom yebenecha chadoshim. You know, Rashi says, something that we know Rashi says often. Mitzvahs, every day it should be as if you got it brand new. Beautiful. It doesn't actually mean literally that today we got the Torah, but it should be chadoshim. It should be with a freshkeit. It should be with a hischadshus, with a renewal approach. Ki'ilu bo bayom nitztavza aleihem. As if today was the day that you were commanded today. Okay. Rashi makes a drasha. But Rabbi Yisai, why specifically this mitzvah? Why specifically here, after Vidoy Meisers, should it be Hayoy Mazeh Ki'ilu Nitztave Hayom? Why don't you say that by every mitzvah? What is unique about this mitzvah of Vidoy Meiser that Rashi tells us that it should be this idea, this freshkeit, this perspective, as if today HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being Mitzavos? But the Rashi continues, Rabbi Yisai, in the second half of the Pasuk. And I tell you, Rabbi Yisai, anyone who's looking for skulas before Yom HaDin, you like skulas, Rabbi Yisai? You want a skula to be Zeichah Badin? Read Rashi. Rashi tells you, Rabbi Yisai, this is something that the Chassam Sofer was bothered by. The Chassam Sofer, many, many Achronim don't understand this Rashi because it seems like the best good luck charm you could ever have in your lives. Zok the Pasuk, Bishamarta Vasisa, Rosam. Guard them and do the mitzvahs. Baskol, a baskol, a voice from Shemayim comes out. Ooh, Rabbi Yisai, pay attention, Rashi. A baskol. Listen to what the baskol says. Mivarchoso and gives you a bracha. Can you imagine, Rabbi Yisai, this is the best bracha from the biggest gadol in the world. It's from the Shemayim itself. It's a baskol to neko of the Rabbi Yisrael, like Tosfos tells us in a few places. A baskol. Havos bikurim ayoin. Your havos bikurim. Today. Tishne l'shona abo. It will continue, and you'll be zeiche to bring it in the next year. Wow! What a bracha! I went to a makobel. A baskel just told me. What does the pasuk mean? V'shamarta v'asisa osam. You brought the bikurim. Ah, givaldik! You're gonna bring the bikurim again. You're gonna live another year. What a kvittel! What a kameya! What a bracha! Rabbi Yisai, the Sasebis, the Chassam Sofer, they ask, what is this, a guarantee you're going to live to the next year? What? How did that happen? So just keep on bringing Bikurim. You're going to live forever, Rabbi Yisai. Because the Basco automatically, you put some money in the machine automatically. The Basco announces, this guy's going to live next year. He's going to bring Bikurim again. Best school in the world. Havos Bikurim. Listen to what the pasuk says according to Rashi. You need school as is a skula. But Rabbi Yisai, what bichlal is going on here? Not only why should this specifically happen over here that the pasuk is telling you a baskel of the way you're going to live next year and you're going to be able to continue to do it, but Rabbi Yisai, what's even more perplexing? Akasha that should be bothering everyone. What is Rashi talking about? I just went through with you the Seder of the Parshios. The Torah in Rishon talks about the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Torah in Sheni moves on to a brand new topic. Vidoy Meiser. We're not even in the first year anymore. We're at the end of the third year. We're talking about, we're looking back on all the years, on all the mitzvahs of Tzlius Be'aretz, on your recitation, your vidoy, about what you've been involved with. And now Rashi comes and gets stuck like the Ramban got stuck. He doesn't understand Pasuk Dezayin. Hayoyim azeh Hashem lekech mitzavecha la'asais. So Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean that this is the end of the Torah like Ramban says. It doesn't mean that it's today we're finishing up the Torah. It means when it comes to this mitzvah, it should be nireka lebeinecha kechadoshim, with a sense of freshkeit, with a renewal. Okay, good. Rashi, it's a beautiful pshat. Why specifically here? We're not sure. We asked that kasha. Why do you need chiddush specifically when it comes to this mitzvah? But then the rabbi said, the second Rashi is a behela. Bishamarta v'asiza osam, abasko mevarchos havos bikurim ayoyim, tishre l'shan abo. Since you brought havos bikurim today, you're going to continue and be able to do it next year. Rashi, we're done with Havos Bikurim. Did Rashi miss the boat? Did Rashi not pay attention to the fact that we finished already an aliyah ago about Bikurim? We moved on to Vidoy Maestras? To the fact that we're talking about everything that applies to all my agricultural mitzvahs over the past few years? I speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I tell him that I took care of it and I did it appropriately? Why should the baskel now be referring to something that was a while back? It seems the whole Rashi seems out of place. And why specifically Bikurim? should you be able to be zoicha to this kameya, to this skula, to this living forever, and you should continue in the next year. Moreover, Rabbeisai, you read Rashi and you analyze the psukim over here, the parsha doesn't sit well. Rashi's at a place. These psukim are groisa chidushim that we don't understand why. And we could run through them. We could just say, yeah, it's a school. It's nice. Why? Nirek hachadoshim, yeah, it's a nice drasha. It should be here with eschachos. Why here? What's unique about this parsha? And why is everything topsy-turvy? We finished Bikurim, we moved on to Vidur Meiser, and now Rashi gives us a bracha through a basko, through a skula, about back to Bikurim. What's going on over here, Rabbi Yisai? How do you learn our parsha? It's a pliatsuma. All these kashas. Mireshat Seifa. From the beginning to the end. The Ramban is a chiddush. Rashi is a chiddush. We don't even understand the brachas Rashi is telling us. The biggest school in the whole Torah is Mitzvah Bikurim. Why is that? What's going on over here? These are the kashas. Rabbi Yisai, speaking about schools, speaking about schus b'yayim adin. We're holding just about 2 weeks from Yom Hadin HaGadol V'Hanoira. My son Akiva last night, when I put him to bed, he asked me if he can go eat something. He's very hungry. So I said, Akiva, you got to go quickly because you got to go to bed. You have yeshiva tomorrow. So he quickly ran down. I'm very impressed. He came back up very, very speedily. He said, Akiva, wow, that was pretty quick. He said, Abba, I was eating an apple. I was eating an apple when I went downstairs and I started shaking. I got the chills, he said. Because it reminded me of the apple that we're going to eat on Rosh Hashanah. He quickly ran back upstairs to listen to his father. So there, I was mamish blown away when I heard that. Mamish the chizuk that you could hear from someone who, a child who doesn't even understand the ramifications of Yom HaDin, Rabbi Yisai. What this really means. And he's telling us, Abba, I ran quickly after that apple. Because there's another apple that's coming. Just remember that, Rabbi Yisai. 2 weeks to such an important day that we all know very well, much on a much deeper level than Akiva knows, about what this means for us and for our future. But Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Chaska Levinstein used to say, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Kisavo, two Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, Chazal tell us, Ilmale Shamru B'nei Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Hayu Nigolim. If Klal Yisrael would have kept two Shabboses, they would have been Zeicha to a Geula. But Chaskel said this doesn't only mean a Geula Klali for the entire Klal Yisrael, but it means a Geula Prati. And the Yom HaGeula that we can get Mirtz Hashem B'Zeicha to on the Rosh Hashanah Abalin L'Toiva after these two Shabbosos. I sent to you, Rabbi Yisai, a piece from the Bells of Rav. This is quoted from your Yisachar Doiva Bells, but the original Vart comes from the original Bells of Rav, the Marash Belzer, whose Yahrzeit is coming up soon. The first Reb Shalom Mibels, a beautiful Vart, a beautiful Pshat on this Pasuk that I think really sheds light on all of our kashas. But I want to present to you Rabbi Yisai Hargosha. And I'm sure many of you have a similar Hargosha. I've spoken to some of you about it. But Rabbi Yisai, it's something that's on each and every one of our minds. We're approaching within 2 weeks the Yom HaDin, the Yom of Rosh Hashanah. And after a year like this, it's a little bit harder to approach Rosh Hashanah in the same way, with the same confidence. Because if you think about it, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, all of the mitzvahs that we did, Kol Asher Tzivisani, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavos, which you say in Videi Maisris. Rabbi Yisai, can we really say Asisi Kechol Asher Tzivisani in the same way? It was so shvach this year. Pesach, Purim, Minyanim, Tefillah, Talmud Torah, our entire Jewish lifestyle was, again, not our fault, but Lamaisa, when we think about it, you think about a statement of Vida Maisa, Hatsisi Kechol Asher Tzivisani. Okay, we're not talking about Trumas and Maisers. We're not talking about the agricultural mitzvahs that the farmer that's involved in this week's parasha is talking about that he did the Afrosh's Truma. He gave it to the right people. He did everything appropriately. But we have our own mitzvahs. Tefillas Kalim sold it to the guy. You know what I'm saying? Oh, b'di'evet after b'di'evet after b'di'evet. And no one should, everybody say, I'm not giving muster. I'm not rebuking. I did it myself. I'm talking from my own heart. I can't say that same statement in this week's parsha the same way I do every year, or even close to the same level. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I was back for Shumas and Maisis in a B'di'evid way. I gave from Yoshan and Chodosh. I didn't have the ability to do things in the most L'chadchila way. My davening was not as shtark, was not as geschmack, because there weren't any nugunim. My benondel chaveru is so lacking, because I don't interact with anyone. My tztoka, it's not a, I can't. It's a difficult matzav. And Abay say we start approaching the next 2 weeks with mamish achalisha sadas. You know, you're going into the airport, you're ready to fly high. You realize you have no luggage. You have no bags. You took a bag of garbage with you. You took the wrong bag. You were sleeping. Your wife asked you to take the garbage out before you go to the, before you go into the Uber, before you go to the airport. You messed up. You realize, I left my passport at home. I left my luggage at home. I left the bags. I left the bag of money. I switched the bags. Rabbi said, that's what we're doing. We're going into Rosh Hashanah, Hasid Kol Asher Tzivisani. How do we deal with this Hargosh after such a year? In such an Elul? In such a Matzav? The Belzer Rebbe told us an Eitzah. An Eitzah for this year, Elul. An Eitzah for this type of year from this very Parsha. Let's see carefully what he says. Rabbi Yisai, I would like to quote something he says at the end, the Gevaldik Yisai. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us, Mishnayis in the third parak talk about that Chachamim made certain tefillas in the mikvah. Different times you go to the mikvah, you have to have kavana for different things. There are different levels of what level of kedusha you're going to be involved with. And a person has to know in order to protect himself. Because the higher the Kedusha element is, you need a higher level of Tara. Kodshin needs a higher level of Tara than for Truma. Because we're makbid on more things for the Karbanos than for Truma, than for Meiser. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says that if a person is going into the mikvah and he doesn't realize why he went into the mikvah, whether it's for Kodshin or whether it's for Truma, he didn't have the right das. The Gemara says something fascinating. Even if you left the mikvah, even if you already ascended outside the mikvah, if your foot is still in the mikvah, you can have the right kavana for truma, for kachim, whatever's necessary, and that can fix the entire tara. Meaning it's not farfallen, it's not gone, it's not blown away because you missed it in terms of the ikker dunk. If you're still connected, if the whole mikvah experience is not over, quickly think about the kachim, and the Torah works for that. Rabbi Isai said the Belzer Rebbe, just like that's a phenomenon in the world of Torah, in the world of purifying oneself for kachim and for truma, the same is true in the world of Zman, in your year. It might not have been the most ideal. Things might not have turned out and been done the way you thought out at the beginning of the year. As the famous Vart from a few parashios ago, Einei Hashem Elokecha Mereishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana. The pasuk is not exactly parallel. It's Mereishis Hashana, the year, Ad Achris Shana, without a Hey Hayadiyah. Why is there a discrepancy in the pasuk? Why do we distinguish from Hashana to Shana? See, because every year after Rosh Hashanah, we set out, we say, this is going to be the year. This is going to be Hashanah. This is going to be the most Geshmak year. And sometimes what? It just turns into what? Shana. We get distracted. We fall. And by the end of the year, it's what? It's not Hashanah anymore. It's not Einei Hashem Elokecha Ad Achris Hashanah. It's just Achris Shana. So Rabbi Yisai, specifically this year, we have to recognize, we have to take the Musar of the Torah, telling us that if a person has these machshavos and recognizes this, even after the mitzvah is entirely over, even if it's the end of the year, even if it's Elul, we could be mechadish that and make it as if the mitzvah is nischadish hayom. The Pesach Seder could be now. Shmuis, the all my learning could be now. When a person says the Belzer Rebbe, finishes all the mitzvahs, finishes the entire year, and he says, I have gagui, I have chalishes adas, because it wasn't in the most ideal way. It wasn't in the best way to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could have done it a little better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets so excited from such machshavos. You can be metaking all of those mitzvahs as if they exist hayoyim. Tshuva is lemala min hazman. Tshuva is above and beyond time. It doesn't matter that Pesach was a few months ago. Shavuos was a few months ago. Tefillah b'tzibur and all those days were a few months ago. If you have the right perspective now, 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, you still have a foot in the mikvah. You could still fix the machshavos. Listen to what the Belzer Rebbe said. Lama nir mazois kan, shamati miyad mor b'shem Adonai Zarkeni. Came from the Marash, the Rebbe Sochadov quoted from the Marash, from the Marash Bells. Lama nir mazois kan. Hello, mitzvahs bikurim mitzvah rishayna basadeh. The mitzvah bikurim is the first mitzvah in the sadeh. We're handling what? This is after the third year. This is after trumas, maizers, all the other mitzvahs. We're not talking about bikurim over here. We're talking about all the mitzvahs at Luis Baretz. And suddenly the Bas Kol what calls out and says, that first fruit, that first mitzvah. Ah, geshem shasisa. The school of the Kmeya. Why? It's out of place. No, the answer is, says the Belzer Rebbe, a beautiful pshat. When a person stands here and he says the words, Hashem, I did everything you wanted me to do. I did all you asked for. He starts looking back at the entire year, at his entire process. And when this thing actually began, what was the first thing that sprouted? What was the first mitzvah that came into existence? It was that first fruit. It was the Bikurim process. And now he says, really? Let's look back. I could have done it a little better. I could have been a little starker. I could have served you on a higher level.
and he has a little bit of chalishas das in the entire process, back from the Bikurim. Oh, says the Marash Bells, that's what Rashi's telling us. When a person goes through this vidoy process, and he starts looking back, and he has these machshavas, and he wants that he should have done it on a higher level, in a better way, and that's what his kavanas are, guess what? Now you learn Rashi again. Rashi's not telling you just stama drosha. Rashi's telling you, look, he's listen to what the Torah is saying. Hayoi maze Hashem aleikecha mitzav chalasois. Zok de heilige Rashi. Bechol yoim yinecho kechadoshim. Ki ilu boi ba yoim nitzav isaleyem. Today, even though it's not here anymore, even though it's not Tesvav Nisan, even though it's not Vav Sivan, even though Shavuos is gone, Pesach is gone, even though all the mitzvahs are gone, all those tefillos are gone, says Akarashi, there's a new concept of Hayoim Hazeh. Those mitzvahs can still be shayich when a person has such a roishim, when a person has such a hargosha, when a person has such a feeling as he's going into the end of Elul on the entire year, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to do better. I want to do it more. I want to fix all those mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it as if today, today's Pesach, today's Shavuos, today is all of those mitzvahs, all of those experiences, all of those tivuyim. They can all be nitkan and be done lecharchila, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a ben mitzvah. That's Avodas Hashem. Wow. Now Rashi explains to us, when a person goes through an experience and has such a machshava, he now makes it as Hayoy Mazen Itzavisa Aleyem. The mitzvahs are today. The mitzvah is what? In the middle of Elul. And so too, when it comes to what? When it comes to all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and when it comes to the Elul experience, this is specifically read now to tell us it's not for Falun. The year is not B'di'eved. The year is not, you know, whatever it is, it is. No, we have the ability now with 2 weeks left to look back on the year and to make it as if the mitzvahs exist now, to make them as beautiful as possible, to add the gold, to beautify the mitzvah. Unbelievable. Such a person that goes back on everything, that starts having such a hargosha from the original mitzvah, from the beginning process, the first mitzvah in the agricultural mitzvahs of the Bikurim. So then the Baskel says specifically now, Rashi reads like a charm. Vishamarta Vasisa Osa. If you're going to guard these mitzvahs, if you're going to have that approach even after the mitzvahs are done, and you look back and you're still connected to the mitzvah, you're still in the mikvah, the foot is still in the mikvah, we're in the foot of the year, Abaisai, and we still have the right kavanas, the right machshavas. Bas kol mevarchoso, there's a heavenly voice from Shamayim that gives you a bracha, what? Havos bikurim hayoim, tishne l'shon abo. Havos bikurim hayoim, there is no havos bikurim hayoim. We're in vidoy maestris. There is havos bikurim hayoim. The process is restarting. The mitzvah is still applicable. Don't get lost with the dates, with the zman. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, tshuva is lemala min hazman. You revive the mitzvah of Bikurim. You bring back that whole asiya, that whole avoida. You start thinking about your connection with Hashem the entire year. Ooh, guess what? You just brought back mitzvahs that are no longer around in the world of time. But don't worry, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tshuva are lemala min hazman. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. A mitzvah is all there for a tzavsa, for a connection, to be a ladder. And if you're still connected, just like you're still connected to the mikvah, your foot is still in the mikvah, if you're still connected to that mitzvah, says the Belzer Rebbe, that's what the Bas Kol is telling us, then such a person is going to be zeiche to beautify and to lechachilify all of those mitzvahs that were in the past. And such a person, tishne l'shena haba. Ooh, wow. Is he going to continue? Is he going to live on? Not only is he going to live on to be able to do those mitzvahs, zok the Bas Kol, but those mitzvahs will be next year. Tishne miloshon shinui, on such a higher level. Rabbeisai, according to this Belzer Rebbe, we answered all of our kashas. Why is it specifically in our parsha? Why is it talking about Bikurim, which was read an aliyah ago? Why are we reviving this mitzvah? Why are we saying specifically here, Bechol Yom Yienecha Chadoshim? Why is there a Bas Kol specifically when it comes to this mitzvah and this skula when it comes to this mitzvah? Rabbeisai, it's all about keeping a foot in the mikvah. It's all about having the right machshava in the zman of overtime, in the zman of the last few minutes of the game where it counts, Rabbeisai. Inbound the ball and shoot the three. You can fix things that you did wrong in the first quarter. Come out of the game, everybody say after the tip, all right, you're sloppy. You got to get into it. Warm-ups wasn't enough for you. But now it's the end of the fourth quarter, everybody say. Now's when everyone used to watch. You know, everybody say, when I used to watch the Knicks game sometimes, right, I would just beg my mother, when I did my homework, please, just let me, last few minutes of the fourth quarter. That's all I'm asking for. Let me watch the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. Let me see LJ hit that 4-point play and then go like this. Let me just see that. That's all I want to see. That's all I want, mommy, please. I'll do the rest. I'll do my homework in the first three quarters. Okay? Just give me LJ. Just give me those last few minutes. Let me see him walk around Madison Square Garden like this. Mommy, please. That's what the last 2 weeks of LJ was. And you know what? Guess what? After I see LJ do that, I don't care if LJ messed up in the first and second quarter because he was metaken everything because he brought that back to life. Rabbeisai, Avodas Hashem, la'havdil elef alfei avdolos, okay? Mamash, I'm not trying to be madama anything, Rabbeisai. Just to understand what El means in Zman, Rabbeisai, it's not over. The entire year is in your hands. It's still Chai V'Kayim. We don't have to go into Rosh Hashanah feeling tired, feeling b'dieved, feeling like, oh boy, we're in for it because look at our avoda this year. No, we can save it just in these last few moments. We could fix the entire year. We're not mugbal through Zman. Rabbeisai, join with me in these last 2 weeks. Join with Rashi, who tells you that all of the mitzvahs of the year are chai v'kayim and exist today. Nemir Tzashem, we should all be zeiche b'din with the most lechatchila performance, giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we chapt the right kavana, the right perspective, right before we left the mikvah. Yeshakayach.